100.9 and 107.7 Country and Community in Richland Center. Here's your Daily News Roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A 14-year-old boy was killed over the weekend in Sheboygan after being hit by a car on his e-bike. Sheboygan police say the crash happened just before 5 on Saturday. They say the teen rode through a stop sign into the path of an oncoming car. He was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at a local hospital. Authorities say the 25-year-old driver of the car was not hurt. Menasha police say a 4-year-old was hit and run over by an e-bike in Jefferson Park last Friday evening. They say the child suffered cuts and bruises to the head and face, so the parents took the child to the hospital to be checked out. Police are reminding people to operate e-bikes safely and travel at a safe speed. Hundreds of mourners turned out last week in Madison for a candlelight vigil to remember a man shot and killed by Madison police officers the day before. Mourners brought flowers, signs, and candles to the intersection of South Baldwin and Williamson Streets, where 38-year-old Corey Ruiz was killed. Madison police have placed 4 officers on leave while the investigation into the shooting continues. Their names have not been released. Earlier in the day, Madison Police Chief John Patterson was interrupted by protesters who took over the news conference where he was updating the public on the shooting. Police say Ruiz was shot after showing a knife while scuffling with officers who were trying to arrest him on Wednesday. Wisconsin is joining 25 other states suing the Trump administration over new conditions tied to federal disaster and counterterrorism funding. The lawsuit challenges new funding requirements from FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. The changes would force states to help enforce federal immigration law and change election procedures to receive federal funding. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call argues the conditions violate federal law and the Constitution. The state previously joined similar lawsuits that successfully blocked comparable funding conditions in federal court. A 14-year-old boy was killed over the weekend in Sheboygan after being hit by a car on his e-bike. Sheboygan police say the crash happened just before 5 on Saturday. They say the teen rode through a stop sign into the path of an oncoming car. He was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at a local hospital. Authorities say the 25-year-old driver of the car was not hurt. Menasha police say a 4-year-old was hit and run over by an e-bike in Jefferson Park last Friday evening. They say the child suffered cuts and bruises to the head and face, so the parents took the child to the hospital to be checked out. Police are reminding people to operate e-bikes safely and travel at a safe speed. Hundreds of mourners turned out last week in Madison for a candlelight vigil to remember a man shot and killed by Madison police officers the day before. Mourners brought flowers, signs, and candles to the intersection of South Baldwin and Williamson Streets, where 38-year-old Corey Ruiz was killed. Madison police have placed 4 officers on leave while the investigation into the shooting continues. Their names have not been released. Earlier in the day, Madison Police Chief John Patterson was interrupted by protesters who took over the news conference where he was updating the public on the shooting. Police say Ruiz was shot after showing a knife while scuffling with officers who were trying to arrest him on Wednesday. Wisconsin is joining 25 other states suing the Trump administration over new conditions tied to federal disaster and counterterrorism funding. The lawsuit challenges new funding requirements from FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. The changes would force states to help enforce federal immigration law and change election procedures to receive federal funding. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call argues the conditions violate federal law and the Constitution. The state previously joined similar lawsuits that successfully blocked comparable funding conditions in federal court. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Packers open their books. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Green Bay, where the Green Bay Packers holding their shareholders meeting. Team President Ed Policy says due to some construction costs and big player contracts like Micah Parsons, the team reporting an operating loss of just over $1 million.
Number one, the Packers remain in very solid financial footing, and we're in a very strong position. We've got a very strong balance sheet. But number two, we have shown through these financials that we are going to invest whatever it takes to field a championship caliber team.
Training camp practice begins on Wednesday. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Rockies 11-2 yesterday to take the series 2-1. Jacob Mizorowski getting the win. How's the mood in the clubhouse?
Yeah, doing great. I mean, guys are in a good spot, you know. Clubhouse energy is high right now, so it's really fun to be in here.
The Miz now 11-4 for the season. Tonight, they take on the Giants to kick off a 6-game schedule on the West Coast. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A lingering morning thunderstorm today, otherwise mostly sunny. A little smoky haze in the air at times with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. Still muggy with a heat index over 100 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your news roundup for Richland Center from WRCE and WRCO. Find more news anytime at WRCO.com and WRCE.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.